How much do you think about gravity? Even though your daily life is ruled by this fundamental force and you feel its effects every moment, you probably don't spend much time contemplating what it actually is. Well, Claudia de Rome thinks about gravity a lot. Claudia is a physicist who's also been a diver, a pilot, and an astronaut candidate. In all those endeavors, she's been forced to confront the mysteries that she sums up in her new book, The Beauty of Falling, A Life in Pursuit of Gravity. Claudia is a professor of theoretical physics at Imperial College London and a member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. Here she is to share five of her key insights.
I'm Claudia de Rome, a theoretical physicist at Imperial College London and the author of the book, The Beauty of Falling, A Life in Pursuit of Gravity. Having dedicated my life to challenging gravity, people often ask me what makes gravity such an exciting subject to study. To my mind, there's really a multitude of reasons, but deep down, what fascinates me the most about gravity is how universal it is. We're all scientists at heart, recognizing patterns, deciphering their meanings, predicting outcomes in a way that transcend any form of communication. Perhaps this is why we have been fortunate enough to recognize the elegant universality of gravity and nature as a whole. Or perhaps it is nature's universality that has gifted us with the ability to see the world in such a symmetric and elegant way. Either way, for me, recognizing these simple patterns and the way they structure our world went from modeling the sadly inexplicable actions of terrorist organizations to slowly awakening a know for the unknown, introducing me to the thrill of discovery and to some of the happiest realizations as they guided me towards wanting to uncover the mysteries of our universe. And throughout this journey, I have always been eager to connect with a more reliable, universal language to make sense of the world in a way that obviates words and misunderstandings. Gravity, being the most universal phenomenon that exists, was a natural attraction for me from the start. Everyone feels and experiences gravity in the same way, independently of who and what we are and what we look like. You can be a speck of dust, a bacteria, or an elephant, and you will still feel the gravitational pull of the Earth. You can never shield yourself from gravity. It connects everything to everyone, everywhere, all the time. It is universal in every sense of the term. Now, the second reason I'm so fascinated by gravity is because it represents the thread that connects us all together. Thanks to Einstein's theory of general relativity, we understand that the sun and the planets curve the structure of space-time around themselves. We're all experiencing this curvature, and that's how we feel gravitational attraction. Throughout the universe, all elements are connected through gravity and through this structure of space-time. In fact, we can never really experience gravity at any one point. The experience relies on connecting different points together. If we compare, for instance, the curvature of space-time with the curvature of the surface of the Earth, at any given point on Earth, it looks like space around us is flat. It took us humans hundreds of thousands of years before ancient Greeks were able to realize that the surface of the Earth was curved. And they did that by comparing how light rays from the sun hit the ground in different cities. To really understand gravity, we need to connect different points in space and time with one another. And for me, this experience has always been very tangible because throughout my life, I have been moving from one place to another, conscious every time on how to connect between these different points. Moving from Switzerland to Peru, to Madagascar, to France, to Indonesia, to the UK, to Canada, to the US, and now back to the UK. Every time, as I left behind everything and everyone that had made me who I was that far, it became clear that my entire existence, our entire existences, are nothing more than a patchwork of events in space and time. And it was up to me, up to all of us, to bridge between them. In fact, there is not such a thing as a twisted life path in a straightforward world. Rather, we all follow a straight path through our lives, constantly adapting for the curved reality of the world in which we find ourselves. Just like it is the unique way that we connect various events together that makes our path so special and precious, it is in the thread that connects the patchwork of region of space and time together that gravity manifests itself. Now, gravity's ability to predict its own fall is something that has always inspired me. I have spent more than 20 years attempting to engineer my own path with a single aim in mind, becoming an astronaut, and persevering at every step of the way, only to see my dreams finally disappearing into thin air within the fraction of a second. I do feel a very strong bond with the current description of gravity and its ability to embrace its own failure. Would I still have trained for years and undergone all those tests if I'd known from the beginning that I was fated to fail? Well, I like to think so. Facing failure is an essential part of the human experience, one that made me stronger and prepared me for a life of scientific research, where facing failure is an everyday occurrence and an integral part of scientific progress. Today, more than a century has passed since Einstein's breakthrough, and general relativity stands stronger than ever. Gravity has been exhaustively tested, including in some of the most extreme environments, and the evidence unfailingly accords with Einstein's predictions. At the same time, we have also learned much more about the quantum nature of our world through atomic, nuclear, and particle physics. And with these advances, new ideas and theories constantly bubble up in our effort to make sense of the world in which we live. And yet to date, none has overcome Einstein's theory of general relativity, despite the obvious need for new physics. For there is one thing that, from the very beginning, general relativity itself has been forthright about. There is a point where the theory must fail, where a brand new layer of physics waits to be unveiled. And from these failures come the opportunity to probe and appreciate nature on an even deeper level. The beauty of gravity is intermingled with the beauty of falling. Daring to fail means appreciating each fall not as an embarrassing epilogue, but rather as an opportunity for a more fundamental understanding of nature. The fourth reason I love studying gravity is because deep down, I do believe it could be hiding a witty sense of humor. It is no coincidence if the word gravity is often associated with the idea of being profoundly serious. And at the scales with which we are familiar, gravity is the most serious of phenomena, overpowering everyone and everything with the precise same importance, attention, and dedication. But what if, deep down, gravity was not so solemnly serious? Could it have developed a well-hidden sense of humor over the course of its tens of billions of years of existence? And after experiencing its own fall, could gravity have developed a healthy sense of its own limits? What if gravity, appreciating that the time has come, could simply let go? This seemingly innocent question could potentially tackle one of the most challenging questions of physics today, reconciling the quantum energy of all particles known to exist with a gravitational effect over the ages of the universe. In fact, this possibility is so natural that it was explored time after time over the past century, but each time it appeared too challenging to make it work. That is until we finally found a way a few years ago. My colleagues, Gregory Gabadazzi, Andrew Tolley, and myself. Now, the technical details are best left for the scientific literature, but I do explain the gist of it in non-technical terms in the last chapters of my book, The Beauty of Falling. Whether or not it will solve all the problems we have is yet unknown, but our work has since been considered as one of the most impactful discoveries of physics in the past decade. And to paraphrase Feynman, we know we've succeeded when we finally face with a question we cannot answer, rather than an answer we couldn't question. humanity has been hunting for a tangible understanding of our universe for millennia, as if to humor us. A new possibility has emerged, potentially bringing us a step closer to understanding a story, that of our universe's origin and its fate. Finally, to me, a remarkable feature of gravity is that despite being the weakest force there is, it is still the most significant one. You may have heard that gravity is not a force, that rather it is the manifestation of the curvature of space-time. And while this geometric description is entirely correct and useful, deep down gravity is still a force, a quantum one, in fact, propagating via a fundamental particle which we call the graviton. The real force of gravity manifests itself through the stretching and squeezing of space-time as gravitational waves are passing by. If you were ever to feel gravity directly, say if you were to hear that tearing through your eardrums or feel that squeezing through your skin cells, I would be so very sorry, but it would mean that you would be on the edge of a cataclysmic gravitational event, and sadly, this would be the very last thing you would ever feel and experience. Well, luckily, here on Earth, the effect of gravitational waves passing by is so small that it took a century to build instruments powerful enough to even detect them. In fact, through the most precise instrument ever engineered to date, what was detected was not a single graviton, but rather the passing of a coherent state of 10,000 billion, 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 billion gravitons through our instruments. The effect of a single graviton would not only be weak and challenging to observe, but it would also be below Heisenberg's uncertainty in principle and simply impossible to even consider. Yet, working together, joining forces in the most sensational team bonding exercise that you can ever imagine, these 10,000 billion, 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 billion gravitons squeezed and stretched together in harmony, the space between two mirrors in the LIGO interferometers, located several miles apart by a distance smaller than the size of a proton. And for the lapse of a few seconds, this was just enough to signal their existence before they continued their unaltered journey towards the other end of the universe. We'll never, ever see or feel or hear a single graviton, at least not directly. But what fascinates me the most about her is that she instantiates how the most subtle, a delicate element of the universe can, through nothing other than teamwork with her gazillions of companions and through sheer coherent persistence, end up being the most important ingredient in the whole universe. Setting space and time alive, she's the one dictating the evolution of the universe and the creation of the galaxies, the formation of our home, and will eventually determine our fate, that of the whole universe, and everything living in it.
Thank you, Claudia. That was Claudia de Rom with five big ideas from The Beauty of Falling, A Life in Pursuit of Gravity. Also, check out our book bite for The Gravity of Math, How Geometry Rules the Universe by Steve Natus and Xingtong Yao. I'm Michael Kavnan. Thanks for listening.